Doing it now is better than not doing it now. That's what I've been thinking of recently when I've just been putting off some important tasks. Sometimes I get a later start than I prefer, or I've been traveling. It kind of takes me a little while to get into the mood of working or trying to accomplish something, whatever the task may be. And I've just been trying to remind myself recently, doing it now is better than not doing it. Like if I've missed a couple hours, if I've gotten off track, the way to get back on track is just to do something, you know, just to go for it. So I was thinking about that as I've been working on today's episode, and in fact, all the episodes for this week. Today, we're going to talk about a Georgia fruit stand seller who sees juicy returns. We're actually going to hear from him directly. Last week, it was a retail associate who uses her calligraphy skills to start a side hustle offering hand-lettered wedding invitations. And today, of course, we're going to Georgia. After 3 years of setting up shop, this guy now earns more than $50,000 a season. Not a year, but just a single season, selling peaches and other fruit at a roadside stand. I think it's just one stand. I'm not sure if it's more than one. We'll hear more from him. His name is Billy. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. But just remember, doing something is better than not doing it.
Reflecting on the 2 years since I opened Georgia Peach, my roadside fruit stand, feels like flipping through a storybook. The heart of making Georgia has truly embraced my venture, and I'm grateful for it. Initially, I only offered peaches going by the name of my stand. I quickly learned my first major lesson: diversification is key to consistent sales. To meet the diverse palate of my customers, I expanded my offerings to include strawberries, apples, and more. This helped not just in increasing sales, but also in offsetting any risks associated with relying on a single crop. One of my early highlights was a couple traveling through Georgia who made a large bulk purchase. This event drove me to explore the option of bulk sales and deliveries, which subsequently increased my average transaction value from $15 to $35, significantly raising weekend revenues. When it comes to financials, I took a dynamic pricing approach, which depended on variables like purchase cost, demand, and shelf life. For example, I priced strawberries at $5 per pint when in season, but the price would go up to $9 per pint when they were scarcer. I kept a close eye on my profit margins, aiming for at least a 50% margin on every fruit type. In a good month, during the peak season, the stand brought in around $2,000 every weekend. To deal with the winter dip in sales, I began selling preserved jams and jellies, which ensured I maintained an average income of about $1,500 per weekend, even during off-peak periods. I did take several weekends off each year during the off-season. The biggest challenge was weather unpredictability. A storm could wash away most of a day's earnings. As a countermeasure, I tried offering online orders and door deliveries for when the weather turned bad. But that didn't work out as well as I hoped. Turns out that people here really like visiting the actual fruit stand. If you're looking to start a similar business, it's essential to know it's not just about selling peaches. It's about offering a wholesome experience for everyone who stops by. Invest in diversifying your offerings. Consider dynamic pricing. Prepare for off-season sales and develop contingency plans for unforeseen circumstances. In all, it's been a fruitful journey, and I can't wait to see where the road takes me and Georgia Peach next.
Thanks to Billy for sharing those updates with us. Appreciate that. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you're having a hard time getting started today, I hope you will just take a single step. That's all you need to do. It's just kind of sit down, or even if you can stand up, whatever it is you need to do, one thing to get closer toward a goal you believe in. I try to encourage myself with that, so I offer it to you as well. If you have a question or a comment, feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Otherwise, this has been episode 2406, 2406 of the podcast. Much more is coming up. I've got 3 weeks to prepare for book launch. Tell you more about that as it goes along. For now, I'm signing off. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.